It's that time of year when people eat a lot of pumpkin. Pumpkin pie, pumpkin bread, even pumpkin ice cream. Most of the pumpkin that goes into these treats comes from Morton, Illinois, a town about 15 miles from Peoria. In fact, in any given year, up to 95% of the canned pumpkin in the U.S. comes from this area. Harvest Public Media contributor Joe Deacon gives us a look into how this popular crop figures into the local economy.
On a cool and breezy fall morning, John Ackerman surveys the pumpkin crop on his farm field just east of Morton.
It's been a good year for us. You know, normally pumpkins like it relatively dry. I've been amazed at how great this year was for pumpkins.
Ackerman's 30-acre farm has been in his family since 1909, originally focused on livestock, small grains, and row crops. In the 80s, he shifted the primary interest to pumpkins when he was first contracted by the nearby Libby's plant in Morton, a village that has embraced an identity as pumpkin capital of the world.
As soon as you start raising pumpkins, you fall in love with them. It's a great way of life.
Farms in this part of the country are well known for growing corn and soybeans. But in Morton and around Peoria, there's an emphasis on foods people serve during the holidays, especially pumpkins.
It's a great story to tell. You know, one of my colleagues once said, Thanksgiving is brought to you by Greater Peoria.
That's Chris Setti, the CEO of the Greater Peoria Economic Development Council. According to their figures, the Peoria region produces more than 220,000 tons of pumpkin each year. And a big reason for that is the Libby's plant. Rochelle Malin is with Nestle, Libby's parent company.
Over the last 16 years, we've harvested over 1.9 million tons of pumpkins. And then just last year, Libby sold enough cans in grocery stores to bake over 48 million pumpkin pies.
Malin says more than 90% of Libby's pumpkins are grown within a 45-mile radius of the facility, allowing them to establish a partnership with their farmers through the entire process. She says they help growers identify the best fields for their pumpkins.
Then Nestle provides our proprietary pumpkin seed and offers technical assistance during the planting. Once the seeds are planted, the ag team works with growers to continuously monitor that soil health, climate, and our pumpkins throughout the growing season and harvest.
Malin says these unique partnerships allow them to explore more environmentally friendly practices, such as cover crops and precise fertilizer application to improve soil quality. And Illinois' soil and climate is ideal for growing pumpkins. Mohamed Babadoust is a professor of plant pathology at the University of Illinois who specializes in vegetable and fruit crops. He says pumpkins have a huge impact on the state's agricultural economy.
In Illinois, we grow at least three times more pumpkin than any other state. One time I calculated pumpkin industry in my calculation is over $200 million industry in Illinois.
In Morton, they're very aware that the town is the heart of that industry. The village holds an annual pumpkin festival, which attracts 75,000 people over 4 days each September. Mayor Jeff Kaufman says pumpkin is just about everything in Morton.
Next year, Libby's will be in Morton for 100 years. So it's very important. I mean, they have 200 employees when they're canning and everything, and they support our stores and shops, gas stations.
Kaufman says almost anywhere you look in Morton, you'll see some sort of pumpkin depiction.
Just painted our water tower, a new logo, and the very next day I was already hearing compliments, and I had one lady demanded the other one get painted. I said, well, we're going to let the paint, you know, wear out just a little bit more.
Back at Ackerman's farm, they handpick roughly 30,000 pumpkins each year. For several weeks each fall, visitors flock to his farm stand to choose the perfect pumpkin from among 160 different varieties.
There's something iconically beautiful about looking over a pumpkin field when they're ripe, and it just shows the fruits of your labor.
As he looks out over his field of orange, white, and yellow pumpkins, Ackerman says the farm will continue to be a busy place as Thanksgiving approaches. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Joe Deacon.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains.